A Hawaiian Blessing by Kahu Hailama Farden and the Untying of a Mailele by children of Kahawiki Village officially opened the on-site daycare and preschool on the Makai side of Nimitz Highway between Ke'ehi Lagoon Park and Sand Island. Ben Naki is Vice President of Early Education Programs for Parents and Children Together, the organization that will operate the facility.
A lot of the stuff that we do on the preschool side is getting kids ready for kindergarten. Not only the kids, but also the parents. So we engage the parents in understanding where their kids are developmentally, what they need to do to get ready, and then also the families to get ready for kindergarten entry. Make sure the kids come to school every day, they're on time, the importance of nutrition and stuff like that. But really, it's just about play, having a good time, having them enjoying going somewhere to learn.
The center will open to the public in August to accommodate a total of 20 preschool children and 16 infants and toddlers. Staff will also be able to potty train the children. Ryan Kusumoto, president and CEO of Parents and Children Together, says local foundation grants will keep tuition costs lower for resident families.
The majority of our funding does come from the federal Head Start program, but it covers basically a six-hour day. But we know that parents work longer than that, and then they need services beyond that time. So that funding comes in and provides the scholarships for that extended day. So it could range anywhere from $100 to $500 to cover those expenses for those kids.
Currently, 30 families are housed at Kahawiki Village and pay $900 a month for a two-bedroom unit and $700 for a one-bedroom. Phase two of the project will begin in January after plans are finalized. IO Foundation Chair Dwayne Kurisu, who organized the public-private funded project, says volunteer donations have stepped up.
This project is self-sufficient, so it doesn't need fundraising for its operation. So the rents that are paid supports maintenance, 24/7 security, landscape maintenance, and we even have a fund for future repairs and maintenance. This preschool is also self-sustaining. So hopefully this is a model for others to replicate, not only here, but across the United States.
Mayor Kirk Caldwell agrees. He says once the 150 homes are completed for 600 adults and children, he hopes to replicate the project elsewhere on Oahu.
We would actually provide the land for $1 a year, and then we'd actually pay for the buildings and the infrastructure. I've told them housing folks here is so much more cost-effective than buying a building and retrofitting it, and it takes a lot longer. So I'm hoping that we can look at other parcels of land owned by the city to do exactly the same kind of village.
For HBR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.